So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 7, Sacrifices Performed by Daksha, text number 50. Sri Bhagavan Huvacha, Aham Brahmacha Sarvascha, Jagata Karanam Param, Atmeshwaro Patrashta, Swayandri Gavisheshana. Sri Bhagavan, Lord Vishnu, Uvacha, said, Aham, I, Brahma, Brahma, Cha, and Sarvaha, Lord Shiva, Cha, and Jagata, of the material manifestation, Karanam, cause, Param, supreme, Atma Ishvara, the super soul, Upadrashta, the witness, Swayamdrik, self-sufficient, Avisheshanaha, there is no difference. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sabai Charanada Vinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Lord Vishnu replied, Brahma, Lord Shiva, and I are the supreme cause of the material manifestations. I am the super soul, the self-sufficient witness. But impersonally, there is no difference between Brahma, Lord Shiva, and me. Please repeat. Lord Vishnu replied, Brahma, Lord Shiva, and I are the supreme cause of the material manifestation. I am the super soul, the self-sufficient witness. But impersonally, there is no difference between Brahma, Lord Shiva, and me. Purple. Lord Brahma was born out of the transcendental body of Lord Vishnu, and Lord Shiva was born out of the body of Brahma. Lord Vishnu, therefore, is the supreme cause. In the Vedas also, it is stated that in the beginning, there was only Vishnu, Narayana. There was no Brahma or Shiva. Similarly, Shankaracharya confirmed this. Narayana Paraha. Narayana, or Lord Vishnu, is the origin. And Brahma and Shiva are manifested after creation. Lord Vishnu is also Atmeshwara, the super soul in everyone. Under His direction, everything is prompted from within. For example, in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated, Tene Brahma Hirda. He first educated Lord Brahma from within. In Bhagavad Gita 10.2, Lord Krishna states, Aham adir hi devanam. Lord Vishnu, or Krishna, is the origin of all demigods, including Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. In another place in Bhagavad Gita 10.8, Krishna states, Aham sarvasya prabhava. Everything is generated from me. This includes all the demigods. Similarly, in the Vedanta Sutra, Janmadya Asya Jataha, and in the Upanishads, is the statement, Jatova Imami Bhutani Jayante. Everything is generated from Lord Vishnu. Everything is maintained by Him, and everything is annihilated by His energy. Therefore, by their actions and reactions, The energies which come from him create the cosmic manifestations and also dissolve the whole creation. Thus, the Lord is the cause and also the effect. Whatever effect we see is the interaction of his energy, and because the energy is generated from him, he is both the cause and effect. Simultaneously, everything is different and the same. It is said that everything is Brahman. Sarvam kalpitam Brahma. In the highest vision, nothing is beyond Brahman. And therefore Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are certainly non-different from him. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Jananjanan Shalakayo Chakshuram Minitandina Tasmaya Shri Gravi Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garatha Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Lord Vishnu replied, Brahma, Lord Shiva and I are the supreme cause of the cosmic material manifestation. I am the super soul, the self-sufficient witness. But impersonally, there is no difference between Brahma, Lord Shiva and me. So here Lord Vishnu has started to speak to the sages and all the other personalities that the Jagannath of Daksha, and here he is enlightening in everyone on, you know, the highest philosophy, philosophical understanding that there is no difference between Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and me, which actually includes everything else in existence. Prabhupada is quoting Aham Savasya Prabhupada. Krishna says everything is coming from me. So there's nothing in existence that is not coming from Krishna. Aham Madhir Hi Devanam. Krishna is the origin of all the demigods. Janmadya Asya Jataha. That he is the source of everything. Everything is emanating from that person. One should find out, seek out that person. So these are the statements, philosophical statements. So this is the actual truth, the supreme truth is speaking Lord Vishnu, and he's speaking the philosophy of the truth. And this is what we are faced with in this world. There is nothing but Krishna in existence. Krishna, through his diverse energies. But actually we've forgotten our existence as Brahman. But Krishna is pointing out here, actually everything is Brahman. And everything is equal in that respect of being Brahman. So, unfortunately, this Brahman is covered by another Brahman. There is material Brahman, which is also called Brahman. The material energy is also called Brahman because it emanates from the supreme Brahman. And the small jiva, Brahman, he is prone to become covered by the material energy, which is also Brahman, but acting in a different way. Prabhupada says inferior and superior energies. It's the same energy, but one time it's acting in its superior position, another time it acts in inferior position, meaning the creation of this material world, the cosmic manifestation. So the idea is that we are trying to come to the understanding of perception of Brahman. We're trying to perceive Brahman. If that's all existing, why I can't perceive it? That's all that is existing. This is the statement throughout the Vedas and Krishna and all the great sages. nothing in existence but Brahma, but I can't appreciate it. I can't experience. I have no perception of Brahma. Why not? Because of avidya, ignorance, or Prabhupada describes it as forgetfulness of Krishna, vidya. So this is actually the first covering of the jiva when he enters into the material world. Krishna covers him with his avidya potency, his potency of ignorance, out of his kindness, because the living entity wants to imitate Krishna. So how you can imitate Krishna when you're conscious of him? If your consciousness of Brahman, your consciousness of the Supreme Brahman, is no escaping, because Brahman is everywhere. It's spread everywhere. So how you can imitate Krishna when you're always conscious of Krishna, when his presence is always felt? So it's not possible. So therefore Krishna covers the jiva who wants to imitate him with avidya. He takes away his forgetfulness of Krishna, of Brahman. And he becomes conscious of his material body, the material elements, and what he's dealing with in the material world. And he completely forgets Brahman. Completely. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, some look upon him as amazing, some hear of him as amazing, some speak of him as amazing, is Brahman. But others, even after hearing all about him, they cannot understand him at all. So we see that all the jnanis, yogis, they make lifetime searching simply to understand, I'm Brahman. It's not so easy. They're performing severe austerities and penance to understand something which is completely natural. Still is very difficult. So that the revelation of Brahman comes when Krishna removes the covering. Krishna covered it, and Krishna can remove the covering. So it comes by when Krishna desires to move it, by his causeless mercy. So the idea is to attract Krishna's mercy. Our activities should be performed to attract his mercy. So therefore we have a whole, so many processes Krishna has given to try and attract his mercy. But ultimately he says, Bhakti Mama Bhajanantarani, actually by devotion you can actually understand me. Brahmaniti Paramati Bhagavaniti Sabjati. So in his feature as Brahman, if you're trying to understand that, only by bhakti he can be understood as Brahman. Only by bhakti he can be understood as Paramatma. Only by bhakti he can be understood as Bhagavan. So different paths for the different goals, for the different aspects of Brahman. So Krishna has given so many different paths that you follow, and when he sees the sincerity of such a practitioner, then he awards the result to the practitioner. In other words, he removes his avidya, either directly or through his different potencies. Krishna is acting in so many potencies. Guru Tattva, main potency for giving Krishna's mercy. But that's another aspect of Krishna. Shakshatri Dvainashamas. So Krishna is acting in so many ways through this material world, giving his mercy. He is acting as Lord Brahma, he's acting as Lord Shiva, giving their mercy, because we need a material world to act. We need a place for the field of activity, so Brahma has to create it. We need a body, we need senses. So that's created by Lord Shiva in the form of Ahankara. Ahankara. Mixed with the mode of ignorance. Then you get your body and the different perceptions start to become manifested. Ego in passion, the senses, demigods become about. Then we're given a field of activities through Krishna in all of his different manifestations. So there's nothing happening here except Krishna displaying his different energies and different manifestations, that's all. So no matter what path we're engaged in, if we understand the philosophy, then we can see Krishna. We understand Krishna's given the path of this And Krishna is the goal of this philosophy. If we're at all interested to understand Krishna, of course. And if your goal is material enjoyment, then Krishna will give you all facilities and many paths for material enjoyment, karma kanda. But simultaneously, those who are sincere followers of the karma kanda, there's so many indications how Vishnu is actually the Bhoktaram. He's the actually enjoyer of all sacrifices. At least the message is getting through slowly, slowly. So even the Karmakanda, he understands, he has to worship Vishnu. They will worship the Shalagram before they do any Karmakanda activities, because they know he's going to bestow the results. So subtly in their subconsciousness, it'll gradually dawn on them that, well, if Vishnu's giving the results anyway, why not directly worship him? But in any case, whatever path the person follows, he can see it as the path given by Krishna. It's nothing but Krishna's energies working in different ways. And by following different paths, you get a different result. But they're all Krishna. The path is Krishna and the result is Krishna. When one understands the philosophy properly. So here, Krishna is speaking the same philosophy. And here he's bringing the Achintabheda Veda philosophy. Simultaneously he's one and different. He said Lord Shiva and Brahma are non-different than me. Simultaneously they're one. But they are different in another sense, because Brahma is Brahma and Shiva is Shiva. He's doing his service, Brahma's doing his service, Vishnu's doing his service. They look completely independent, but simultaneously they're one in spirit. As Brahman, they're one. That is undeniable, Krishna is saying here. So there's no difference between them from the Brahman platform. But of course, Prabhupada says we have to go beyond Brahman. He said generally the goal of the Jnanis is Brahman, to understand the Aham Brahmasmi. But we have to go beyond that. It's not just Brahman is everything, and Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman. Be situated in that Atmaramas, in that self-satisfaction, Prashanatma, understanding the self, being situated in self, rejoicing in the self. That's for the Jnanis. But Prabhupada said, no, one has to go further and understand that there are Brahman activities also. Not just the perception of Brahman, not just the that you're able to perceive Brahman, your identity, your eternal consciousness, kim tat Brahma, kim adi atma. Arjuna is asking Krishna, what is Brahman? What is the self? Krishna replies, the living entity is Brahman. So that is our very nature, our very existential state is Brahman. Everything is Brahman. The living entity is Brahman, and his eternal nature is called the self. So we have an eternal nature. So Brahman means awakening to that eternal nature. Then I understand who I am. I am real. I am eternal. Now we're not feeling or realizing eternality. We're in this body which is constantly changing, subject to birth and death. This is not eternal. I have no perception of the substance eternality. Although I am eternal, I am that very substance, but I have no perception at the moment. But there is an awakened stage. Then you can actually perceive your eternal nature. That is called self-realization. There's different stages of consciousness and perception. Awake stage,